guys, welcome back to Not Your Grandma's Podcast. I'm Jared.
I'm Janae.
And I'm Ryan.
And this episode is Not Your Grandma's Relationship Advice. So steamy beats and steamed beats.
Yeah.
Or something like that. Who knows? Yeah. We'll see.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, it's going to be super awesome. And definitely, guys, if you are listening on SoundCloud, you should make sure to check us out on iTunes. We recently got approved for that. So you can go and subscribe, and you can also leave us a review and let people know that we're not fake news. So that's good.
Yeah. And I guess today, to kick off our relationship episode, we're going to start with one-word reactions to describe our past relationship experiences overall in our young adult lives. So, Ryan?
Yeah. Mine's like kind of hyphenated. I'm going to go with drive through. I think that really sums it up. Okay. We can talk about it later, yeah. But that's kind of my feeling right now is drive through.
I'm going to go with sophomore.
Yep.
Symbolic.
Uneventful.
Oh.
So, ooh. We'll get to that. Ryan, you want to talk about what drive through means?
Yeah. So, I've had like two relationships in my life, and most of the time in those relationships was spent in a car. And so my first thought was like drive through, because I just like am constantly, whenever I go on a date with someone, it's like we drive for most of the date, and then we get to a place, and then we do something for like 15 minutes, and then we leave. Like, it's never like, it's never like a fun thing. Like, I don't like go to Boston with a boy. Like, we like go to a park and do like one
was
lap
that
around
shade
the park.
At me?
No.
Oh, okay.
Do you go to Boston with boys?
I have.
Oh. I mean, hey, if it was shade, let it be known.
Dude, stop.
But
Jared's moving his legs in every which way.
Yeah, Jared's a leggy queen.
Him, so.
True. And that's kind of how I see my past relationships. It's just a lot of driving. But I also think drive-through is kind of metaphorical because, like...
It's over quickly.
That's true. Most of my relationships ended quickly. And it was very pointless most of the time. It literally, like, I've never, like, the extent... I've never even kissed a boy that I was dating. The only
Is that
time,
true?
Yeah. The only time that I've kissed a boy, I've kissed exes. I've never kissed boyfriends. That's like a true fact.
What?
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, we'll have to talk about
I
that.
I have had two boyfriends, Connor and Zach.
Oh,
and I never kissed either of them while we were dating.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Yeah. Isn't that crazy?
Yeah. Jared.
Well, my one and only boyfriend I had when I was a sophomore, so that's the end of that.
He's saving himself for marriage, so.
Not true. Hit me up. but, yeah, I kissed boys that I've dated, so. And also boys I haven't dated.
Boys plural?
I've kissed boys, yeah, you're right. More than one.
Do you think also sophomore, like... kind of is like metaphorical, because doesn't it also mean like wise idiot? Isn't that
yeah, it's a sophisticated moron.
Yeah, so isn't that kind of like maybe metaphorical? I don't know. Yeah, if you have something to say about that.
You were young,
like,
and naive.
Yeah,
it
was so
puppy
like neither
love.
Of us knew what we were doing. He was like in the closet, so I was just like,
he was in the closet.
Yeah,
sophomore year.
Yeah,
I just thought that was freshman year.
Well, yeah, it happened
when he was in the closet but was like so gay. That was all of us.
All of us.
Literally, we're all like, oh my god, I'm in the closet, like, I'm straight.
Literally, when Ryan and I were in the closet, there was this, like, one girl who we were friends with, and she was like, I never knew you guys were in the closet. And we're like,
oh, fully.
We're like, oh, yeah. Sorry, like, guess we did a poor job with that.
Yeah.
But.
Hey.
Who cares?
Janae?
I've really only officially dated one boy, and it was boring.
Wait, which boy?
That's not shade at him. Which boy?
I don't know. There have been, like, several crushes.
Oh, yeah. I've liked so many boys.
I don't know. Was this, like, the eighth grade one?
No. Think about high school.
I genuinely... Oh, one, that one boy?
Yes, yeah.
But what about the other boy? I thought there was an eighth grade / freshman year boy.
Oh, yeah, but that... Well, eighth grade is eighth grade. Eighth grade
doesn't matter
at all.
I think eighth grade boyfriends count.
All right, so two, then. No. We used to say, we said I was in a flirtationship.
Oh.
That was the eighth grade lingo. Was like,
scandalous.
That was the terminology. But, yeah, I've only really dated one boy. And I just, I don't know why I even bothered. It was, and that's, like, not shade to him. Like, I, like, liked plenty of boys in high school, and, there was really no point to dating, so.
It's high school. It either works or it doesn't.
Yeah.
And for all of us, it just didn't.
It was not for us.
Speak for yourself. I had a great time with Connor for 3 months. He broke up with me on New Year's Eve, guys.
Oh, right. Was that for our party?
Yeah. Aww, I wanted him to come to my New Year's Eve party, and he had just come home from Florida, and he was like, oh my gosh, I'll totally be there. And then, like, hits midnight, doesn't have boyfriend to kiss, calls boyfriend, boyfriend breaks up with him.
No.
And, but the punchline of that all is that his Christmas present I ended up giving to his ex-girlfriend. So shout out to Sarah. You're welcome.
Weird thing. I remember, like, I was the one person left out of, like, knowing Connor. Like, everyone else had, like, hung out with Connor at some point, but I just, like, didn't know him because he was, like, a junior when we were seniors and stuff. So, like, I remember there was this one time I was after school for some sort of meeting, and I was, like, in, like, Miss K's room.
Ooh.
And I remember seeing Connor and just, like, going and sitting next to him, and I was, like, texting one of you. I don't remember. It wasn't awkward, but I remember just being like, hey, Connor, and be like, oh, you know Ryan? And being like, showing him, like, our texts and being like, oh, no, let's be friends or something.
It literally was, like, he was so socially awkward, and, like, it wasn't, like, I don't think it was, like, a thing. I don't think he had, like, an anxiety disorder or anything. I think he was just genuinely socially awkward.
Well, because he didn't seem awkward to me.
He's just, like, he's, like, doesn't like people.
Okay.
He's not, like, a people person.
That sounds like
Whereas I am, like, I am a people person. So I was, like, always trying to be fun. Yeah.
You can't see Ryan, but he's being
gesturing. I just, like, I like people. I like talking to people. Yeah. I like, having great conversations, and he's more of that kind of guy who wants to, like, sit in his room and play video games.
Yeah.
And also, like, he's not nice now. That's true.
Really?
Yeah. He got mean.
Why?
I don't know, but I saw him at Gay Pride Parade with a boy who was notoriously homophobic, and I'm like, I don't know what the tea about that
is. Well, I thought it was just, like, the whole kind of homophobic where, like, you're in the closet, so you're just, like, projecting.
I mean, maybe that's what's going on.
That'd be kind of cute.
Yeah.
Well, no, but...
Well, not cute, but, like...
like Degrassi.
Yeah, it's like Degrassi.
Degrassi's not a book, but...
My one word to describe my relationships is Degrassi.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you...
So describe all of our relationships as Degrassi.
Oh, that's true.
There you go.
Let's see. Oh. I just remembered.
Beautiful.
So, thank you. Something I wanted to talk about. I remember... Okay, you're gonna remember this. And probably,
I have a very poor memory, so probably
no,
not.
I think that you will, because I feel like we've had a conversation. We've talked about this before since it happened in sixth grade.
Oh, jeez.
It's, like, not even an event. It's literally that, like, one time at the lunch table, you and me and Billy Pingree were talking. And I remembered I was watching, like, my mom used to watch Oprah every night at 5 o'clock. And
every
I watch
mom
it.
Did.
Yeah, yeah. Well, okay, now I feel stupid. Right, so I would watch it with her. And Oprah, there was, like, this episode about, like, dating.
Oh,
and
so
she
every
said,
episode?
Right, obviously. But so what she said was, she was like, you date to get married.
That's how I feel.
Right, and I know you feel that way. And, like, I don't know if you remember this conversation, but
no.
I remember ever since that conversation, you, like, took that to heart so much. I don't feel that way anymore. And I didn't realize I don't feel that way anymore until after high school. It's like, high school, I was like, wow, dating's so stupid and pointless. It's not like I'm looking for a husband. And now I'm like, I'll date whoever the fuck I want. Like, we don't need to be, like, with each other for all of our lives.
Yeah.
Unless I find someone that I feel that way about. But you shouldn't expect that every, like, I don't feel like you should be finding that ideal person.
I think it's like, you date to figure out if this is someone you want to marry. It's not like, you, like, before you start dating them, you're like, oh, I want to marry them, so we're gonna start dating and then get married.
Well, no, and I don't even mean that. I just feel like you shouldn't be searching for the perfect person all the time. You're never gonna find that. That's what shows like How I Met. I'm not gonna shade How I Met Your Mother. I love How I Met Your Mother, but it's also like,
I've never seen one episode.
Really, Jared and I've seen all of it.
I know you guys talk about it a lot.
Well, anyway, I just think the idea that you have to be constantly looking for the person to spend the rest of your entire life with is kind of pointless until you're at an age where, like, maybe you're lonely and you don't have anyone to spend your time with. Because, like,
life isn't that long at that point.
Okay, wow. So that's an interesting. That's where I'm at right now. Is I'm pretty sure I'm gonna die young.
I don't know why you say that. People. I don't know why you say that.
I just have that. I have that belief system. I have that thought. I just think I'm one of those people that is gonna die young. Okay, I think I'm gonna make my mark on this world, and it's gonna be at an early age, and because of that, I think that every relationship I get into, I want that relationship to be something where I think the possibility of marriage is high. I don't want to enter a relationship with somebody that I have any doubts about. Mm-hmm. Because I don't see the point in entering a relationship at all. Yeah. Like, I can just be friends with you if that's the case.
I just feel like we have different personalities. Like, if I enter a relationship with all these expectations, it's just going to make the relationship fail for me personally. And, like, I think it would be freeing for a lot of people to think, like, hey, I want to... Like, I'm very of, like, if you're dating someone that you feel you're really in love with and you really care about them, and then they get some opportunity so far away, like, in, like, a different country or something, like, in the movies when it's, like, they get a job offer in, like, Japan, and it's, like, all they've ever dreamed of since they were, like, in the womb, like, who are you to deny them that? Like, maybe you don't, but, like, because what if you have an entire life where you live and you don't want to leave that and all your best friends and, like, you need to stay with your dying grandma and, like, you have to take care of the kids, right? So you can't go with them, but should you ask them to stay? I don't know. It depends on how strong your bond is. But I just feel like you shouldn't put that much pressure on it. You should say, go, do that. And if in 5 years you decide that's not the life for you, come on back.
I like putting pressure on things because I think, no, this is true. Like, putting pressure on something is going to turn it into a diamond. And, like, if you put pressure on something, it's going to make it better.
Or it's going to break it. Yeah. Break you
down. And then
down.
If it breaks, then it wasn't worth it in the end. That's how I feel.
What?
Either it's a diamond or it's weak. Trash. Yeah. It's true. That's how I feel.
Okay, here's the thing.
This is not your grandma's podcast. These are controversial opinions.
So Jared and I have been friends for 7 years. Yeah, sure. 7 years, I think. And I always try and compare, because they always say you want to marry your best friend, which is just, like, common knowledge. You shouldn't marry anyone you wouldn't be comfortable around or wouldn't want to have a great time with or whatever. Makes sense. I always feel like I'm like, oh, I would want to be an old lady with Jared. But I never feel like if our paths go in different ways, I'm not going to let him go. I'm going to poke a hole in the condom and make him stay, you know?
So what you're saying is you're trying to trap Jared.
No, I'm saying I'm not going to trap Jared. And a lot of people feel like if they were in that situation that they're... I don't know. If someone comes into my life and is like, I'm more important than what you actually want in life, like, you should supplement my goals and my happiness, and I should supplement yours. But being happy on your own is... I mean, if... You can't love yourself. How the hell are you going to love somebody else? Can I get an amen?
Amen.
RuPaul says it, so it's true.
I mean, okay, RuPaul says a lot of things.
Oh!
That is
controversial opinion.
Oh!
That is another podcast.
If you
podcast.
Ever met RuPaul and he said, told you to do, you would kill yourself. For RuPaul. You would be a martyr for RuPaul.
I mean, I already want to die, though, so that's not, like, a good example.
Okay, but you would do something drastic.
I would live for RuPaul.
Oh, that's beautiful.
Thank you. I'm a beautiful soul. What's next on the agenda?
Let me take a look
here.
We're
just really into relationships this time, guys.
I mean, we already kind of covered this, but I was saying, like, I put, like, your current goal, like, now that we talked about our past, like, what are you looking for? What do you seek in relationships?
I'm curious to get Jared's point of view on this. Yeah. Because I'm, like, always kind of confused at what you want out of boys. I literally was talking to him about this last night.
I've
like, I just, like, I don't really know, like, where that's going. So, if you want to clue us all in.
Well, it's, like, I don't really care. Because, like, I'm fine. Like, yeah, I want a boyfriend. But I'm also, like, not, like, on Grindr every second of every day. Or, like, on Tinder, like, trying to find someone. Because, like, all the people that I've liked are people that I, like, see in my classes, and I hear them talk, and I'm like, oh, you're interesting. Like, you seem like a fun
person.
Very
practical.
Yeah, so I'm just like, I'm like very much like your grandma. Like I want to find them like on the street. Like,
no, you're not.
You want to find a man on the street that you're in love with. Wow, Jared, you don't walk around the streets though.
And yeah, that's why I don't have a boyfriend. So I don't care. At the end of the day, I'm
that's,
like,
that's how you feel. Okay.
What an interesting point of view.
If anyone's interested in Jared, he doesn't care.
Yeah. Also, you need to lure him to the streets and then make him walk past you. He's like a
He wants to hear your voice in his classes.
Just like my tweets.
That's like true. His retweets.
Or snap him.
Ryan.
Like my Instagram pictures.
Oh.
All 7 of them.
You're right. It's like 12.
And like they're from like 2014.
It's spans from like 2012.
A few of them are just like profile. Pictures of like me.
One of them's
like
me.
Hannah Marie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Almost said a full name.
You did earlier. It's
did
too,
I really? Who did I
it's
say?
It's gone.
Who did I say?
Billy.
Billy?
Yeah, you said Billy P's last name, but it's fine. We'll
when
survive.
Was I? Oh, I did say that.
It's fine.
Okay.
She
we
likes
love
it.
Her, and she's yeah.
She's probably not listening.
She's an intersectional feminist, so it's fine.
True. Yeah.
Ryan.
My relationship goals right now are motivated by emotions and not physicality. So I am
currently celibate
because I've learned that if you can't use your sexuality as a weapon, then guys will just use you. So I'm currently using my body as a weapon to get what I want, and so far it's working.
Alyssa Strata Jones, if I might add.
I don't get the reference, I'll be honest.
Anyone who gets the reference, hit me up.
What's Alyssa Strata Jones? It sounds like some Greek thing.
It is a Greek thing. I only know the hit musical, which is a modern version, a modern take on this story. So I really couldn't give you a full history on what happened.
How embarrassing.
All I know is that the women...
I get the reference now, I remember.
Sex, yeah, to win the war?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure they withhold sex to get what they want, which is what I'm doing. And guys, it works. I'll be honest. I've been talking to a lot of guys, and if anyone ever says, like, pics? Or, like, let's hook up, it's like... No, I don't do that. And then that, like, is an immediate test of true colors. It's like, oh, if they, like, actually are into me, then they'll be like, oh, okay, like, whatever.
Yeah.
But most of the time, they're not.
Yeah. Also, yeah. Yeah. Yep. Mm-hmm.
Where are you?
Yeah. I'm very, like, I don't feel the need to be dating ever. And when I ever have, like, sought relationships, it's always because my friends are, like, not even you guys, but, like, at school are, like, oh my god, this guy's so cute and, like, totally likes you. Like, you have to say something, and I'm like, okay. But then it's just, like, I don't know, it's pointless. Mm-hmm. I'm a working woman. I have goals. I have aspirations.
Mm-hmm.
It's not even that, like, I couldn't be in a relationship and be an independent woman. It's just, like, I don't seek that, really. Mm-hmm. I have my friends. And, yeah. Yep.
But I feel like, also, you're, like, not... closed off from love.
No.
You're, like, receptive to it, but not looking for it.
To me, also dating, because, I mean, we already covered this. I am on Tinder. I see it as, like, I'm open to it because, like, who knows what kind of person I might meet? Who knows if I meet someone who might end up being one of my best friends?
Yeah.
AKA
Jared.
Someone I might spend a lot of time with. Or I just might meet Jared. Yeah.
Yeah.
It could happen. Stranger Things.
I just recently watched the first season of Stranger Things, and I think it's okay. I think I really get a few strong emotions towards Stranger Things. I'm not like crazy about it. Like I feel like
you guys
most
watched
of people
it
are.
Together, right?
Yeah, Jared
had watched it before.
Yeah, I know that because you've seen. Yeah.
It's okay. Yeah,
it's okay. I watched up until. The redhead goes missing.
Yep, Barb.
Barb.
If you haven't seen Stranger Things, that's not our fault.
Yeah, true.
We are not liable.
This is not your grandma's podcast. We will spoil.
We will spoil. Next topic of conversation. Best dating advice for people our age, and also best dating advice for people younger than us, like high school.
Okay, I love giving advice. My best advice for people our age is to not pursue a relationship right now. If you're already in a relationship, great.
But leave it. If you're in a relationship, break up.
If you're in it, that's fine. But I think that there's a lot of other things to be done for people that are young adults. And if one of the main things on your agenda is finding a partner, you're going to be distracted by a lot
don't
of the other good
it.
Things.
Honestly, don't rush.
And every person that's older than us has always said that.
Yeah.
And then when you're like a teenager, you're like, no, I need it. Yeah. I need it right now. I need a relationship. But it's genuinely true. And like, yeah. I know that like people younger than us won't listen to this advice. But like, if you're our age, you know, you have a lot better things to do than like be on Tinder or Grindr all the time.
Yeah. Jared?
Just like, make sure you know what makes you happy and not rely on other people. Like, especially for people who've been in a relationship for, like, since, like, middle school or whatever, and they're, like, still doing it now. It's like, okay, like, make sure you're still your own person, because that's a lot of, like, your development. It's,
yeah.
Like,
yeah.
High school and stuff, and, like, you are making a lot of, like, changes to your
You don't
want to,
like, break up with your high school boyfriend or girlfriend by the end of high school and then realize you don't know anything about yourself.
Yeah.
And they'd be like going into college and be like, oh no, who am I? I only had them.
Yeah, that's so true.
Just make sure
so
you
true.
Like really know real. What you want and like who you are and not just like half of someone else kind of thing.
Yeah. Oh my gosh, such good advice.
Yeah. There's a difference between someone completing you and
someone
not you being
empty.
Yes.
You are not a glass half full, okay? You are a glass full, and somebody can put some more glass on.
Milk and honey, eat your heart out.
Literally, we are poets. What's your advice for people our age?
Just know what it is you actually want from dating before you just decide to do it because, like, you're horny or in high school or because your friends are or because you see those, like, Just Girly thing posts on Facebook and think they're really adorable and that's what you need. Because there are plenty of, well, yeah, but there's better things out there.
Yeah.
For you. And also, yeah, I mean, know what you want and make goals for yourself.
Oh my gosh, goals are so important.
Yeah.
And it's important to set achievable goals and measurable goals. Mm. If you're setting a goal that's either unachievable or something that you can't measure, there's going to be no way to see progress, and inevitably you're going to fall out of that goal. So you need to be able to keep yourself on track and keep and make sure that you're held responsible for that.
Ryan, why don't you give us an example of a goal that you've achieved recently?
Achieved recently
or been working at.
Okay, great. So I mean, if you think about like me going to school in like 7 days or something, like less than 7 days, like a big part of this summer has been me figuring out what my plans are going to be like the second I get to school. And so I've been spending a lot of time scheduling that and doing different things that schedule either work or studying or class. Or I, like, have even scheduled my free time. Because, like, if I don't have a schedule, if I don't have something to stick to, then I'm not going to do it. And if I don't have, like, I set aside 3 hours of, like, study time each day. And I'm also going to be, like, getting food at that time and, like, relaxing. Because, like, that's part of, like, mental health. But, like, I, like, if I don't set away that time, then I'm not going to study at all. And I want my grades to succeed. And so, like, that's, like, a way that I'm achieving my goal is like by making those schedules.
One of your goals is to have a higher GPA.
That's true. I'm really trying to get that 3.5 because that's like, it's like not the minimum, but it's like the recommended for like grad school. And like, I don't even know if I want to go to grad school, but like, I want to have the option. Exactly. Yeah. But if we're going to be giving advice to people that are younger than us, I think it's really important for people that are younger than us to, I think, it's, like, I don't want to be the, like, mean old man that's saying, like, don't get in relationships. But, like, when you're young, like, there's so much to experience. There's so many things that you, like, wish right now that I had not focused on, like, losing my virginity or, like, finding a boyfriend or, like, having all these crushes. I wish instead I had, like, focused on my grades or, like, focused on, like, building my resume and like getting a job and like things like that.
And this is coming from us. We didn't date that much.
No,
really.
We fully did not. All we did was like crush on boys and like text them pretend like it wasn't us who texted them. Okay. We were fully that girl. Here's the thing. if you want a relationship when you're younger, that's fine, but you need to be able to balance it. You need to be able to balance a relationship with your other activities. And if you can't, then you need to tell your partner that they need to help you with those things, because if they want to be in a relationship with you, then it's important that you succeed. Because nobody wants a partner that's like a low life still at home with their parents at 26. Like, it's just, it's not like the optimal relationship, like two people that are not going anywhere in life. And if you want your partner to go somewhere in life, you have to help them along. And if they need that help, you need to help them.
And also, this is just the thing, like, young people dating, to get into, like, the specifics of what those relationships sometimes end up, it's a lot of, like, texting and a lot of, like, seeing each other in the hallway and, like, PDA. Oh,
passing notes in biology.
Yeah. And like, I don't want to, like, shade relationships there. I mean, we know people who dated from, like, seventh grade and are married now.
Yeah, that's,
like,
true.
So,
and they're doing great.
And they're awesome. And they have a full life. Yeah. But if you are, you want to pursue things in your life. You want to, like, if you've ever gotten to a point where you and your partner have, like, lost things to talk about, it's not even necessarily that you need more common interests. It's probably just that, like, you need to do stuff outside of that relationship.
Yeah.
And when you're in high school, you don't really understand that, because you're just like, I like you. Oh, my God. Let's kiss each other and, like, hold each other's books. I don't know. Is that what they do? I don't know.
Especially, like, if you get in a relationship, make sure you, like, don't, like, abandon your friends. Because, like, I know people that's, like, happened to is, like, you used to be best friends with someone, and then, like, she got a boyfriend, and now you, like, don't even talk to her anymore. And
I remember
you, like,
that.
Feel like you're, like, worthless to her. Like, make sure when you're in a relationship that you're, like, your friends are still important, and, like, the friends you had before, like, your significant other, like, they're kind of, like, more important than your significant other. Like, don't, like, try to hurt anybody's feelings. Like, try to, like, be there for, like, all your friends at the same time. Like, try to just, like, still be the person you were before. Don't just, like, abandon them.
Yeah, I think, like, an overarching theme is, like, if you can't do all the things you were doing before you were in a relationship while you're in that relationship, then maybe the relationship isn't for you. Like, maybe you need to...
It shouldn't take over your life.
It's
simple, yeah.
And, like, especially, like, with the friend thing, like, your friends were there before, and they're gonna be there after, and, like, odds are, like, relationships in high school end, like, statistically speaking, like, you're probably not
and
going to be in that relationship.
Most people know that.
Yeah.
I mean, like, not every kid is like, I'm going to marry this person I'm dating in high school. So if you know that, don't be stupid.
Exactly. Like, don't not waste, but don't use all your time on a relationship when you could be doing other things with other people.
Know what you want.
Yeah.
I was thinking next we could get into dating apps. I was going to open up Tinder now and just kind of, like, look at some of the profiles.
Here's what I have to say about dating apps.
Oh, yeah, you should talk about also your experience right now.
So I'm currently talking to a man, okay? He's a man. I won't call him a boy because he's a man. And we have a...
How old?
I will say there's a significant age gap.
What's the gap?
Large.
How
significantly large, Janae. It is very large. It is something that maybe my family would not approve of.
Oh.
Yeah. No. I'm just saying, I don't place limits on myself in regards to age, or, like, I don't limit myself in regards to who I can be a partner with. So, like, to me, literally age is just a number. Like, I look at this man and I think, like, oh, like, your age doesn't define you whatsoever. But what comes with age is also, like, a generational gap. And so, like, this person, like, doesn't know how to use technology, so communication is really hard. Mm. And, like, it's also really hard when you're talking to someone who, like, wants the same things as you, but wants them in a different way. Like, we both want a relationship. We both want someone we can spend our lives with, but he wants it, like, immediately, like, right now. And I'm one of those people that needs a lot of time to, like, ease into something. And it's really hard for me to, like, trust someone that I, like, am just talking to on the internet. Like, I'm not, like, that.
Well, yeah, obviously.
Yeah.
And he should know.
But it's, like, he's, like, from a different generation where, like, he just wants me to just trust him because he knows he's a good guy. And, like, sorry, buddy, that's not how that all works.
Yeah.
Yeah, and so it's really hard. And that's just also the experience that I have with most people, is that I find that when we want the same thing, it's not like at the same pace. And that's like, oh, yeah, that's like a very hard thing to find with somebody on, yeah, a dating app. And like, ugh, everybody always says this. I've had like, I talk to people who are in relationships on dating apps a lot. I like want to get their advice on like how to do that. And I've heard literally such contradictory ideals. Like, yeah, one person will say something like, oh, you need to talk to everybody. You need to message every person and you need to like take every opportunity that comes. Go on every date that you're asked out on. Like, it like you need to go and you need to like pursue everything that like you like. You need to like not like be a little bitch and like don't do things. Like, you need to literally like go out and pursue everything, which is like a good idea. But then there are also those people that say like, you need to be hard to get. You need to like, you, yeah, need to be alluring. If you're just giving yourself away so easily, then they're not going to keep interested. And I think I found that both of those are correct, which is hard to like find the middle ground because like I don't play hard to get. I'm really not that person. I like play easy to get. I'm like, oh my gosh, like you're so cute.
I'm already yours.
Yeah. Literally, that's the game I play. I'm like very infatuated with boys when I meet them and I tell them that. I'm very sincere and honest in that, which is like not what guys want, I guess, supposedly. And then they like want to go on a date and like I don't do it. So like I'm not playing hard to get. And I'm not going on the dates. So that's why my dating app experiences are falling flat.
Is this primarily Grindr or Tinder?
It's literally everything. It's all of my apps. I talk to boys.
You're in my settings. They're like, hey,
I go on my email. And my emails are just flooded with boys that are like, oh, let's date. Oh, and no, then, fun. Yeah, it's on everything.
Here are some pickup lines that I have been sent on Tinder. Do you want to read them, actually?
Do I want to read them?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. If I had a garden, I would put my... I don't feel comfortable saying this. Oh, wait. I'm going to say it. I'm going to say it. It's really funny, guys. If I had a garden...
Wait, steamier.
If I had a garden, I would put my tulips and your tulips together. I think it sounds like an oral sex thing.
When you said that, I was like, I didn't think that, but like, okay, this one.
Want to dance with me? Kuba, I'm going to be honest. That's weak. This person's name is Kuba, and nobody wants to dance with you. Let's smoke a blunt and look at the stars. Smiley face. Honestly, I'm sold.
It's the smiley face.
It's kinda. Like, it's like, you're like high, a, smiley face.
Yeah, that one.
Guys, I'm looking currently at Daniel. He's 33. He's a conference service coordinator.
Ooh.
He's polyamorous, nerdy, 420 like a pro, married and not leaving, two kids, board games, chillaxing, nicest asshole you'll ever meet. His anthem is Bohemian Rhapsody.
Oh.
I'm gonna swipe left.
Okay.
Oh, Simon, freelancer, German correspondent, mostly living in NYC, into sports, politics, and good coffee.
Jake19 says, pretty lame. You'll probably hate me. HMU if you're dead inside.
I feel that.
One half face picture. That's it.
The problem also with gay dating apps, like if you have like a gay setting on Tinder or if you're on Grindr, is that like with a straight relationship, I think it's easier to find compatibility because one person would be a woman theoretically and one person would be a man. and if you're straight, that's kind of what you're looking for. But with like, gay Tinder and, like, gay Grindr, like, there's a lot... Gay Grindr. There's a lot more that, like, goes into, like, compatibility. Like...
I was gonna talk about the difference between, like, straight dating and LGBTQ dating.
Oh,
is
great.
Is there a difference? Let's get into that, yeah.
Fully. It's just, like, I think Jared can also attest to this. But, like, you can, like... I am very into a certain type of boy, which more than often turns out to be the submissive bottom type.
But you are a bottom.
But I am also a submissive bottom type.
Right.
But I'm not usually into the people that are the dominant top type, like, emotionally.
Usually they're, like, fratty.
Yeah, yeah. And, like, that's great.
Not to be, like, derogatory towards frats.
No, definitely not. But, like...
You know who you are.
It's, like, it's a great... Like, I'm proud of you for being, like, confident and dom and top, but, like, emotionally it's not there, but like physically, like a sub bottom isn't gonna do it for me. So like, it's just awful. It's genuinely awful finding boys, Jared.
It's very much like you in a straight relationship, you kind of like, you know, like which role you're gonna fit in, like, and if you like, and if it's like different, like you kind of like figure that out like down the road. But like with a gay relationship, you have to like figure out like kind of as soon as possible like which role you're gonna fit into. And also I think it has to do with like the amount of role models we have. Like when we were growing up, there was like, you always saw like the like whoever, like all like the celebrities, like the straight celebrities like dating, and you saw them like TV and movies. So you like, and you're like, oh, I want to be like Monica, I want to have like a Chandler, and like,
Monica, okay. Lewinsky,
yes, you exactly. Want to have a... that's exactly what you want.
She's an icon,
honestly. True. Let's talk about Monica Lewinsky for a second.
But yeah, it's just very much like you don't, there's like less of a knowledge kind of thing. Yeah. You don't really know like, well, which way it's gonna go.
I mean, I find that I agree. Like, I feel like we're just more represented in a way where like I can like see a guy and he'll see me, and like if we match, right? I feel like based on my bio and my pictures, we kind of have an understanding of like who we are enough to be able to be like, oh, we're compatible in these ways. Like you're saying like a bottom, a submissive bottom. Yeah. That's what, but you guys kind of have more trouble because you already don't fit into our like gender norms or like sexuality norms. So like when it comes to even identifying each other, it's like more challenging.
And it can be even like you see them on Tinder, and you're like, oh, like, they have a lot of interests I like, their bio sounds interesting, and then it says, like, bottom, and you're like, oh, well, like, I know there's gonna get to a point where this won't work
anymore. Yeah, that's true.
So it's like, and that's kind of disappointing that, like, I could date them, but I know that there's going to be an issue.
Like, yeah I want to wear, like, wigs with you and go to, like, drag concerts, but, like, at the end of the day, like, you're not gonna be the big spoon.
Yeah.
And I want to be a little spoon.
I want to be a little spoon.
Well, I haven't even really experienced non-straight dating.
You kind of did a little. Like, I tried.
Yeah. It's hard. There are not lesbian dating apps that you can successfully go on without having to pay money. And I'm not going to do that. Are you kidding?
Also, women who like women seem to be a certain person. Like, Janae has told us time and time again that they are all obsessed, like, with coffee and don't make the first
like
move.
They like coffee, they like dogs, and they like a good hike. And
everyone on Tinder. And I go hiking, and it's
no,
like, where?
That's not shade. I like all of those things too. It's just for whatever reason they like all of those things and then not initiating anything. Yeah. And I'm not in a position to just be like, I don't know, hitting up every single girl. I've like never even dated a girl. So it's like, I don't know. Usually I'm like, have no problem being like the one initiating something, but I don't know.
It gets old.
It gets old. And then also like, I don't want to like be like, yeah, let's go on a date, let's hang out. And then suddenly be like, hey, just so you know, I'm new to this. Like, that's like, so if no one's willing to ask me out on a date, it's just like, I'm putting myself out there.
And I'm always,
this is what I get.
I'm also always the one to ask, do you want to take me on a date? And like, if they say yes, then they don't do anything about it. It's like, can you do something? Can somebody organize something? That's the worst thing with gay relationships,
just
is we don't know anything. Literally, that's the most successful dates I've ever been on, is when they say, I'm coming to your house right now, get ready.
That's happened to me before.
It's like, it's a better idea than like, oh, I just want to get to know you for a little bit. Like, I want to like get to know you for 3 weeks and then never do anything about it.
What do you feel about like, how people outside of the LGBTQ community view LGBTQ dating? Do you feel like they even think about our problems where it might like being like a submissive bottom? Like, do you think that they think those
like
things are silly,
like,
or like
who's putting their dick in who? It's like oh, that's
they're
a
very like who wears the
question.
Pants?
Yeah, it's like who's the girl in the relationship, and it's like, see, that's not,
see,
there's
that's,
a little disconnect, this like is, right there, like
who proposes in marriage.
Also,
well, thanks to you, we couldn't get married till 2 years
ago. There's
like, so
true. Shout out to all straight people.
Shout
everywhere.
Out to you all for also just forgetting that you did that and pretending like being gay is normal now. And all of the conservatives who think that they're super progressive for accepting gays, even though they did nothing to help that and are merely accepting and tolerating it.
Dabs.
Wow.
Yeah. My another thing about straight people and how they interact with LGBTQ plus relationships is that they all think, and this is also a thing within like queer like communities, is that like the idea that every queer relationship is either like polyamorous or open.
Oh yeah.
Which is like not necessarily true. Mm-hmm. Like
I haven't even come into contact with that really.
I have a lot.
Really?
Yeah. Almost, I would say like 55% of the people I see on dating apps are looking for an open relationship or a polyamorous relationship.
When I first heard that that was like a stereotype, it was when we were watching The Gay and Wondrous Life of Caleb Gallo, and Benicio and Caleb are like in that like, is like a hot spring or something.
Yeah.
And the guy's there and he's like, oh, are you guys open? Like, are you willing, looking to hook up with whatever? And Caleb's like, I'm attracted to you. And Benicio's like, what the fuck? I flew here from England. Yeah. But
Canada.
I
thought he was from Canada.
He's from England. And then he goes to Toronto to get enough credits to come into the country.
Weird.
But anyway, the guy, Benicio says, he's like, that's such a stereotype that gay relationships are open. And I remember hearing that and being like, I guess I've noticed that happening, but I didn't know people thought that that was a majority type thing.
It's also just because like the like over sexualization of like queer people is like often a problem that we face is like I'm like gay,
that
which
it's
means
just like
I
a
like
fetish
to like yeah
is
yeah
where
yeah
it comes from.
And it, I think like part of what contributes to that is like the straight men on Grindr that are just looking for hookups and like
or like a blowjob.
Yeah, yeah. And they're like total top. I'm not looking for a bro. Like, I'm into like sissies. And I'm like, okay, like, please stop using those words that are like generalizing an entire group of people.
Yeah.
Like, it doesn't help anything if you're just going to be like using us for sex. And it also just makes us into objects, which like the media then sees and then
perpetuates even further. Yeah.
It's not cute.
It's not cute. Summary. It's not cute. Do you have anything to add to that, Jared?
I don't know. Because sometimes, like, I'll, like, there will be, like, straight boys, and they'll, like, they're, like, oh, I'm just looking, like, my girlfriend's, like, not, like, giving me enough head. Like, I'm looking for, like...
Oh, I've seen like, girls put that, too. And, like, someone we know from high school had that as, like, her bio on Tinder was, like, not a lesbian, not bi, just looking for someone to take care of me.
What?
And you
who
know
was
this?
I don't say the first name.
No, I will not.
Why?
I mean, she is on Tinder.
Say it.
No.
Say it.
No, I don't
why?
Have the guts.
Call out culture. Say her name.
Or not. You know.
No. I don't see why.
Here's the thing.
Make up
is...
a fake name and then wink at me.
And you'll know.
Through osmosis.
Okay. See, if I make up a fake name, it's going to sound like I'm saying someone else.
Okay,
not,
what's her name?
No.
What's her name? Say
I'm going to write it down so that when you say it, I'm not responsible. And it's your... No. Okay, fine. I'm not writing it. We'll never know. You'll never know. I'll tell you later.
Okay.
Yeah, there are these people, and it's like, there'll be these straight guys, and they're having, like, relationship issues, and they're trying to have, like, sex with someone else, and it's like... Maybe figure it out with your girlfriend what's going on.
Oh.
Or break up with her. I was like...
Or break up with him.
Gay? I was like...
There are also the gay guys that are like... I literally had this happen to me.
I remember.
Lie about being in a relationship, and then you figure it out, and then you message the boyfriend. But then it turns out that the boy you are in love with is an MMA fighter, and you're not trying to start nothing with an MMA fighter. So you just have to live with the knowledge that... You might have,
and also
something.
You know what this also reminds me of is there are all these girls on a lesbian Tinder, bi Tinder, posting like, in a relationship, not actually gay, just looking for friends.
I hate that
because here's the thing. Is I see like guys putting that, and I'm like, okay, but it's the same thing of like, I just. If you know it's, like, a small community, you're just kind of It's like when girls show up on Grindr looking for gay best friends, and it's like, really?
Why don't you just really be a social that? Person? If you want just a friend, go find a friend.
How hypocritical do we sound?
I don't
we
care.
We can't be social enough to find a date.
If I want friends, I go somewhere where I can make friends. I don't look for friends on the internet. I'm sorry. It's true.
Or just like... Yeah, wow. Okay. Who are you texting?
This guy. I'm trying to snoop out if he's telling the truth or not.
What
is says,
he saying?
I'm trying to figure it out. I'm like, okay, like, are you in bed right now? Ha ha ha. And he's like, no, it's 7:38 where I am. Because he is in Dubai on vacation. Shout out to literally a catfish, because that's the most catfish thing I've ever heard. And I'm like, oh, like, what are you messaging on? Because he said his phone was broken, and he was like, the computer. And I was like, oh, what are you doing today? And he's like, going on a contract proposal into the shopping mall to get little things. And I'm like, okay, sounds fake, but whatever. Like,
sounds fake.
I literally can't with catfishes. What's the catfish? It's just plural.
Well, now I think would be a good time to just read up some Tinder bios. Edward 19 says, drive fast, live young. Add me on Snapchat. Daniel, no age, what's good? I'm a wild child that's ambitious and driven. I enjoy bud, watching movies, and fine dining. Holla at your boy.
There's this guy, and his name is Patrick, and his bio just says, I thought Tinder was for straight people, period. And I'm like, I am...
How witty. Fuck me if I'm wrong, but Trump is a good president.
Oh my gosh, that's funny. I like that. Wait, this so guy's funny. Cute. Lovers of Russian dressing need not apply. What's Russian dressing? I'm curious. I've never
Let's
had.
Let's find out.
I love tequila and gelato. Barely / don't use Tinder, but figured I'd have a profile just because. Ugh, whatever. Swipe left.
Swipe left.
Alex doesn't have any bio, but he's cute, so I'm gonna swipe right.
Guys have figured out that all girls want are their dogs, so every profile now is just, like, looking for a mom for my dog. And I'm like, you know what? You know what? You're right.
I will
you
be that mom me. For
you
the
did
dog.
It. It's fine.
Danielle says, blacks, comma, mixed, comma, Latinos, and then a greater than sign. And I'm like... Okay.
Oh,
Hunter has a really long bio, and then it says,
I just accidentally super liked. What?
Oh, no, that doesn't happen. You're lying. You did not accidentally super like.
I did. I promise.
I don't buy it.
Whatever.
I have never.
Jared, I'm so sorry. I completely talked over you.
Hunter says, has long bio talking about whatever he likes, and then it says 17, oops, and I'm like,
17. Oh my gosh,
oh my
if you
God.
Are underage and on a dating app, you're just ruining it for everybody else, so get off.
Don't even be at all.
I'm telling this guy to write my name on a piece of paper and hold it up and take a picture, because he sounds fake.
This guy says, I want to see pictures of your dog, so breaking gender barriers.
I don't think... A woman having a dog is breaking gender barriers.
I'm joking.
Hi, joking. I'm Ryan.
Shut up, Dad.
flashbacks to Vietnam. Oh my gosh, guys. I found out today that the Detroit riots were not a contemporary thing.
Ryan thought they were like Ferguson.
Yeah,
Ryan
I thought that like, no I thought that like the movie Detroit was like, another, like,
how
Baltimore.
Sad is that, though? How sad?
How sad that...
That what? We've had so many different things that we've needed to rise up and revolt
yeah.
against?
That riots put on by movements of people of color are Jesus. All...
That like, are just normalized to us. Yeah. That we think, oh, it's just another... Yeah, wow.
I mean, well, if... We're not even going to talk about it. That's for next week. We're going to be talking about color relations in America, social institutions, and how that can impact your experience as both an American and a human on this earth.
We actually didn't talk about this yet, so I don't actually know if that's what we're doing.
Oh, y'all, we're doing it. Let me tell you, we have so much to talk about.
We just talk about this every day, so I don't really know specifically.
Yeah, and next week we're also going to wear wigs. You won't be able to see it.
You won't see it, but you will definitely hear it.
Yeah.
And with that,
I'm Jared.
I'm Ryan.
And I'm Janae.
And this has been Not Your Grandma's Podcast, Episode 2, Not Your Grandma's Relationship Advice. Signing off.